And we're going to talk about being appreciative tonight. So if you'll take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 100, and if you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, we're going to just read Psalm 100. I know I've referenced this scripture in other messages, but it's a good one. It's a good one. But we're going to kind of use it as a launching point tonight to look at this word, or this idea of being appreciative. Okay? So let's just read together these five verses. In Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So, you know, it's a good thing in education. What we try to do for children is, of course, we want children to obey. And we want children to do what they're told and such and so forth. But there comes a point in time where they've got to stop doing it because we say so and start doing it because they want to. You know, there has to come a transition. Otherwise, they're not going to continue to do it after we stop telling them. I mean, conditioned responses are wonderful, but there's got to be a motive behind it for it to be long-lasting, for it to be something that it has true value. You ever wonder why it is that kids grow up in a Christian home, kids grow up in church, right? And they graduate from high school, and all of a sudden, they're gone. Why? Well, because they were made to all their lives. It never became something that they wanted to do. And so we've got to understand that, hey, listen, the joy of salvation is there. It's ours. We receive Christ. We receive the joy of salvation. We receive those things. And yes, hey, you've been bought with a price. Your ticket to heaven, if you will, has been purchased and given to you. It's yours because of Jesus Christ. You didn't have to do anything for it. You didn't have to earn it. It was a gift. We know that. And we've accepted that. And you know what? Deep down inside, I'm sure that you are what? Thankful. And that's great. But now it's time to express that thankfulness. Put on that outward showing. You see, with raising of children, we see the outward and we want it to be inward, ultimately, right? But here we are, most of us that are born again, you have the inward, we want to see the outward. And that's what appreciative is. Being appreciative is that outward expression of the joy and the thankfulness and the gratitude that you have inside. And you know what? It's something that God wants us to do. In this psalm, we see that we're supposed to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, serving him with gladness, coming before his presence with singing. Okay, there's an outward expression there. Making a noise is an outward thing, right? Yeah. And most of the time, we tell people not to do that. Don't be quiet, right? You know what the world wants? They want us to be quiet. They don't want us to make a noise. They say, shh, shh, you sit down. You Christians, we don't want to hear from you. You be quiet. No. Sorry. I already told you how big my mouth was. I'm loud, too. Okay? I have a lot to say. Especially about being thankful to God for who and what he is. And so we have to make a joyful noise. We serve the Lord with gladness. You ever can tell someone who's really happy at their job? Huh? You ever seen that guy? Or that lady? They're just happy at their job. they're got a kind of little bit of a bounce to them, right? And a little bit of a, they're kind of a glow, right? You notice that, haven't you? Have you noticed that? He's like, no, nobody at my work ever does like that. I'm sorry, well, okay, I'm sorry. But, no, I mean, I think you should be able to see it. You can see it just kind of oozing out of people when they're like that, when they're serving the Lord with gladness, when they're doing things with gladness and come before His presence with singing. That's an outward showing. We know that the Lord, He is God, and He hath made us, and not we ourselves. And we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And that should just come bubbling out of you. The little Sunday school song, right? It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. They're singing and laughing since Jesus made me whole. Most folks don't understand it. They can't understand why. Something. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. I forgot the little part in there. But it'll come to me. it's how it's supposed. That's appreciative. It's an outward showing, an outward expression of our thankfulness and gratitude. Hey, folks, it's not hard to remember back to when we were without hope. When we were lost and undone, wallowing in our sin, condemned already to judgment. Then Jesus came. Yeah, and Jesus came into our life and washed all that away with His blood. And gave us salvation. And we accepted it, and there should be a thankfulness there. That's why it continues to say in Psalm 100, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Hey, this is deserved. This thankfulness is deserved. He alone deserves glory and honor and praise and thanksgiving. He does. We don't deserve it. He does deserve it. So we should. That should be even a more opportunity, a more statement to do what we should do in being appreciative to our God. So let's look at this idea of being appreciative. First of all, in order to be appreciative, we need to obey God's command to be thankful. It's a command. Okay, remember we talked about telling kids, you just need to do this, do this, do this. You don't need to know why, just do it. Well, God says, you really don't need to know why you're thankful. Just be thankful and do it. It's a command. Go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. God has given us a command to be thankful. Look at Colossians chapter 3, look at verse 12. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12. Put on, therefore, now he qualifies this, as the elect of God, holy and beloved. So who's he talking to here? Believers. All right, so here we are, right? Okay, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. This is all good stuff, right? This is how to live our life, how to behave ourselves as Christians. He says here we have all these things, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So we have a precedence here, that we're setting a precedence of what a believer should be in their conduct. Okay? So here we go. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. So charity is a fantastic attribute to study, and we'll probably study that another time. But he says, this is the bond. That's the glue that puts it all together, really. Charity. Okay? It says, and then he says in verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your heart. So, what is the ruling power here? The peace of God. And what does that generate? To the which also ye are called in one body. And then he makes his statement. And be ye thankful. That's pretty cut and dry. So we have this way to live, all these characteristics to put on, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, all these things. We have this charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and we have the peace of God ruling in our hearts. And it says, to the which ye are called in one body, right? We're supposed to get along with one another. We're the body of Christ. And then he says, and be ye thankful. It's a command. Be thankful. Can I just take a little time out here? What have you got to complain about, really? I mean, is it really that hard as a believer in Christ to be thankful? I mean, no. Not really. In matter of fact, it's pretty easy. You know, when you just remember that you are a sinner saved by grace. Oh, yeah. That's pretty easy to be thankful. When you are nothing and He's everything, it's pretty easy to be thankful. When nothing is yours, you have nothing and He has everything, it's easy to be thankful. You know, we've got to bring that to remembrance in our minds. In Psalm 105, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Isn't that appreciative? Yeah. You're telling other people why you're thankful for God. He says we're supposed to do this. He says, sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. That's being thankful. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Sounds like thankfulness. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. God tells us to be thankful. He says, you should be thankful. Be ye thankful. God wants us to be thankful. I didn't write this down tonight because I want to talk about it another time. But, you know, there are some people in Scripture recorded that were not thankful. And what a miserable outcome it was. So guess what? Be thankful. It's a command. God says you should be thankful. Be thankful. Now, if we obey God's command to be thankful, we will be thankful. And that's appreciative. That's being appreciative. That's showing, like it says in Psalm 100, like it says in Psalm 105, and like it gives an example on putting on these things and living our lives in such a way as a believer in Christ that shows that we're thankful for who He is. To us, God wants us to be thankful. He commands that we be thankful. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I already told you before, but I'll say it again just in case you forgot. Because I'm forgetful, so I'm not saying that you're forgetful. But if I am, I'm sure you are a little bit. But whenever you put something together as far as by way of a message, there are multiple avenues that you could stretch. Okay? So, I'm now in message writing mode. Okay? In 15 years of ministry, I wasn't in message writing mode. And I'm sorry, I think the lever got stuck and it broken off because I've got to stack this thick. And so, we'll get through it all. Eventually. Maybe. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16. Jesus might come tomorrow. You never know. I love this phrase. It's not the shortest verse in the Bible, but it's close, right? Rejoice evermore. Wow. Hey, that sounds like a one sentence command. Okay? Pray without ceasing. Another one. And then this is the hardest of all, I think, because this one's tough. How about this? You know the phrase, easy to say, hard to do? Okay, here it is. This is it in a nutshell. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God wants us to give. Remember, he's given the command. He commanded us to be thankful. Be ye thankful. But we're in order to be appreciative, not only are we obeying God's command to be thankful, but we're following God's will to be thankful. It's God's will for us to be thankful. The will of God. The mysterious will of God. How can I know what the will of God for my life is? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. Dun, da, da, da. Bright lights shining. You know, I believe it's 28 times the Bible says the phrase will of God. Will of God. God's not trying to hide his will from you, folks. And it's not a mystery. Just do what he tells you to do. Just do what he tells you to do. And one of those things that he tells us to do, give thanks. Follow it. Follow it. Follow what he says. He says, give thanks. We already know the qualifications for following the will of God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yeah. We just heard our missionary friend, Brother Smith, talk about proving. What was the whole point of that? Showing it, proving it, letting other people see it. Hey, listen, I know you love God. Just show it. Follow the will of God and express the gratitude, express the thankfulness so people can see. Over and over in Scripture, I forgot to look at the number. On the little, I do cheat a little bit. I mean, Bible apps or whatever programs on that you can type in a word and count how many words are in the Bible. Yeah, I didn't go count them all, okay? I used a computer to solve that for me. That's a good thing. Calculators, computers, it's a good thing, all right? But I think it's several hundred, maybe 1,000 times where the phrase give thanks is used. Give thanks. It's the will of God for us to be thankful and to give thanks and to show our appreciation to our God. We know that God has a will for his children. I told you before that if salvation was the end game, if salvation was all that it was about, the moment you trusted Christ, you'd be out of here. No, there's something else. Called the Christian life, that we get to live because of salvation, not to be saved, but because we're saved, and we get to show our works. Remember what James said? You say you have faith, right? No. Faith without works is dead, being alone. I'll show you my faith by my works. Again, that's not to be saved, it's because we're saved. Hey, Jesus saved you. Oh, I'm so thankful that Jesus saved me. Show it. Tell it. Live it. Because it's acceptable. It's a reasonable service to God. It's the will of God for us. It's a command of God. Go to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. When I think of the word appreciative, I think of this phrase that's mentioned here in Colossians chapter 2. Look at verse 6. Okay. Colossians 2 and verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Everybody's okay with that, right? Again, qualifying statement. We're talking to believers. All right? Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith. It sounds like a Christian that goes to church, that reads their Bible, that knows why they believe what they believe. They've studied, perhaps, like it says, in being approved of God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, right? I mean, this is somebody here that fits the bill. Sounds like a lot of you. Now, as ye have been taught, listen to this. This is the phrase, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So here's where I want to wrap things up tonight. At our Christian school, I chose the theme abound. Abound. We want things to abound in our life, to spill out, right? Come out of our life. That's the whole idea. God doesn't just want us to live. He wants us to live abundantly, right? Abundantly. And here's how I see that. And when I think of, I'm going to get to this in a minute because I'm going to take a few rabbit trails. Just bear with me, okay? So here we go. We have this thing of being filled with the Spirit, right? And if I had a cup up here and I were to fill it with something, and if I were to leave a... I have a cup. Okay, here we go. And if I were to leave, see, there's a... I mean, you say this cup is full, right? I mean, relatively speaking. But if I put more water and more water so that it was right there, but there was still a little space, you'd say, yeah, it's full, but by all scientific purposes, it's not completely full. Right? And then we have the wonderful thing of water tension, right? We can get into that phenomenon and all that stuff, you know, where you can make stuff float on water depending on the surface area and all that stuff. And we won't get into a science lesson today, I promise. But it kind of, it gets that nice bubble on the top, right? And then you say, oh, it's full. And technically speaking, that would be the case. Because if you add one more molecule, it will break that tension and spill over. That point, when it spills over, that's abounding. That's abounding. And is that thankfulness so, it's in your life and it's bubbled up on there and then all of a sudden you just get a happy thought and poof, there it goes. Now it's all over the place. That's what we want. We want it to be all over the place. We want it to be all over everybody else. Not just kept to ourselves. I mean, yes, we're thankful. But we want it to be infectious. Sorry. Oh, yeah, we do. We do. We want it to be abounding. He says here, abounding therein with thanksgiving. It's just, you can't hold it back. It just comes out of you. It's just spilling over on everybody. You're just so thankful. The gratitude and the appreciation is just coming out of you. And that's where we get to be. Once we obey and follow God's will, because these are these people. These are obedient people. These are people following God's will. They're rooted and built up and it says abounding therein with thanksgiving. It's coming out of them. They just can't help it. Let's look at that, an example of that. First Chronicles chapter 16. in your Old Testament. First Chronicles, look at chapter 16. There's a man after God's own heart. You know what I'm talking about? David. The psalmist of Israel. We read Psalm 100. We read Psalm 105, right? Look at what happens to him. Look at verse 1. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. In verse 8, he says, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Skip down to verse 35 or 34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 35, and say ye, save us, O God, of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. In verse 41, and with them Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. I could read psalm after psalm after psalm that says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. You know, for David, it was something that just came out of him. He was a man after God's own heart. Did David make mistakes? Oh, yeah. Did he sin against God? Oh, yeah. Did he go his own way sometimes? At times, yes. But he didn't give himself the name man after God's own heart. God did. God said that of him. And I think part of it was, is because he was appreciative. He was thankful to God. You read Psalms over and over again, you see how thankful David is and was to his God. You know what? In Ephesians 1:16, the Bible tells us, cease not to give thanks. In Colossians 1:3, it says, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. 1 Thessalonians 1:2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making a mention of you in our prayers. Paul was thankful. Thankful for the people that he was able to lead to Christ. Thankful for the churches that he was able to start and to invest in and to get going and to minister to. Paul was thankful. Can I tell you something? I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I've told you before, if you go to First Timothy chapter 1, and we'll close here. We want to be appreciative. Look at verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Be thankful. You know what? I wouldn't rather be doing anything else than being your pastor. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for this beautiful building that we get to meet in. I'm a born and raised North Dakota farm boy. And I'm thankful for Texas. I am. I mean it. I'm thankful. Folks, we got to show our appreciation. God has done so much for us and we don't deserve one bit of it. We've got no reason to complain. got no reason not to be thankful. We ought to be thankful. And I like the word. I mean, thankful is great. But the word appreciative is expressing thankfulness. Expressing it. Because God is good. God is good. He deserves to be praised. He deserves to be given thanks. So we need to obey His commandment to be thankful. We need to follow His will to be thankful. And it needs to come out of us. It needs to overflow out of our lives and get all over everybody. I mean, listen. Everyone around you should know that you're thankful to your God. They shouldn't have to guess. They shouldn't have to wonder. No. No, they know it. They know it. Just like you know that that person is happy to be working here. They're cleaning things. They're doing things. They're happy. They're whistling while they work. They're doing all this stuff. You can just tell. And they love what they do. Do you love who you are in Christ Jesus? Saved, born again? Amen. Be appreciative.